It was the 4th of January in 2012, and there was nothing else to do online but to check the forums. People were posting their latest macros and apps they had built. They also posted a new way to get into one major brand's patented software without paying for it, and a quick way to duplicate virtual cash in a popular game. All of these had been said before. But then another random post showed up.
Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck. 3301.
Highly intelligent individuals? Who was this we that the post was mentioning? A group? A secret organization? These anonymous users created one of the biggest mysteries on the internet that still has left us with more questions than answers. The original post that was found online eventually led people on challenges that took a life of their own. Participants eventually made phone calls and were asked to search real locations for clues on how to solve difficult puzzles that only the few that they were looking for would actually manage to complete. What was this secret organization? Have they been working for a secret government agency? Let's have a deeper look at one of the internet's biggest mysteries. Cicada 3301. My name is Edwin, and here is a dark memory. Let us go back to the original post. On the screen, there is a traditional view of a forum. Text organized by topics and comments and questions submitted by other users. In this post, there is an image that contained an encrypted message. The challenge was to decipher and decrypt this message in order to obtain another clue. The image was that of a cicada, a large flying insect that is said to come out of the ground every 17 years in swarms. Most of us know them for the sound they make, however. Once this image was deciphered with a specific code to get the message from it, the person trying to solve this would get directed to a specific link, where they encountered even more puzzles. But this wasn't some simple puzzle that you could solve in half an hour. This included Mayan numerals, mixed letters with no specific order, King Arthur and the Holy Grail, and material from other books and images. And yes, this was one intense game. But the people trying to solve it were deeply intrigued by it, and wanted to solve it at all costs. But soon, they discovered that the puzzle was taking a life on its own. Hopping from regular forums on the internet to real-life scenarios. When solving the clues that were sent to them, they discovered a phone number. Try imagining the rush of dialing the number of a random post you found on the internet. Once the number was dialed, they waited for the answer. Here it was.
Very good. You have done well. There are three prime numbers associated with the original final JPEG image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other two. Multiply all three of these numbers together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye.
And though savvy enough to find the other prime numbers, which are natural numbers that follow a specific rule in mathematics to be considered prime, the participants would then end up at a website. It was another image of a cicada, with a countdown on it. 3 days remaining. Once the countdown ended, the website displayed a strange set of numbers. GPS coordinates, they seemed like. And people were told to visit the one closest to them. And those that got that far would get a paper with a cicada on it, and along with a QR code. Those who lived close to the areas would find the note and scan it, and they discovered an even stranger thing. a strange set of words. It was a poem by William Gibson. The name of it? Agrippa. A Book of the Dead. The poem itself was released under mysterious circumstances, intended to supposedly only be read once, and originally appeared in a floppy disk, which was a predecessor of our common flash drives. If you've ever seen a save icon, this is what they look like. The poem had originally come out in 1992. There was lots of intrigue as to how to listen to it one more time. Fortunately, it has been released so you can read it for yourself by searching for it. But this puzzle, the Cicada 3301, eventually led participants deeper into it, with the promise that whoever reached the end would be in communication with Cicada via email. Some of these clues even led people to the dark web. But who was Cicada? Some people thought it was a part of a government organization such as the CIA or the FBI, or perhaps some hidden branch of the military, because they had been known to make puzzles and quests that were very similar to 3301 in order to recruit members. But of course, they wouldn't keep this a secret. Everyone knew of their identities and exactly what they were doing. Others believed them to be the underground group known as Anonymous, who serve as activists and hacktivists that keep a low profile. Though again, it is possible that they're simply a group of people who identify with the ideas of crypto-anarchy movement from the previous century. Of course, the possibility of them being simply a hoax or an internet troll also exists. But there was one more popular theory that comes from a leaked email from someone who supposedly won the competition back in 2012. It reads,
"You have all wondered who we are, and so we shall now tell you. We are an international group. We have no name. We have no symbol. We have no membership rosters. We do not have a public website, and we do not advertise ourselves. We are not a group of individuals who have proven ourselves, much like you have, by completing this recruitment contest, and we are drawn together by common beliefs. A careful reading of the text used in the contest would have revealed some of these beliefs, that tyranny and oppression of any kind must end, that censorship is wrong, that privacy is an inalienable right."
But could they be part of a cult or a religion? We might never know. What happened to Cicada 3301? Are they still around? You'd be surprised to know that there were some winners to the entire mystery. That's what's coming up next. Cicada went quiet very quickly, and even the anonymous chat room on the dark web for winners to talk to each other was shut down at the same time. And since 2016, no one has heard anything from them. Well, with one exception. Some of the winners included a teenager from the San Francisco Bay Area, a self-taught programmer and now famous internet persona, who was one of the few who was able to solve the puzzle all the way until the end. He was supposedly selected for entry into the group. You can find out more about him through his online name, Technology, TEKK.NOLAGI. Another winner was a 34-year-old crypto security researcher and developer from Sweden, a man named Joel Eriksson. He finished all of the puzzles, but he started a week later than anyone else, which was far too late to be accepted by Cicada. And another winner was a 15-year-old from Virginia, a person named Marcus Warner. He is now a coder and creator at Virginia Tech. Of course, the list goes on with other winners, but most chose a path to remain anonymous and will always remain unknown to the public. But with every winner, there were many other very intelligent individuals who were simply unable to solve these puzzles. people who work decrypting and decoding material for government and security agencies. Cicada claims not to be a part of a cult and that they do not take part in any illegal activities. And they also released messages to stop allowing hackers and coders to work together to solve the puzzles. It wanted, quote, the best, not the followers. Their last message, made in April of 2017, was a public statement essentially warning people of disinformation. It is likely that they are still around. But until they choose to send out another message, this mystery will keep us in the dark. What have they offered the winners so that they stay silent? Who pays for the phone numbers and server resources? How have they become present in 8 different countries around the world? We will have to keep waiting. Just like we wait for the cicadas. Nothing has been heard from Cicada 3301 since. The Dark Memory is produced by me, Edwin Covarrubias, with research by Madeline Guerra. Thank you for your reviews and for sharing the episode with others. You can get notified when new weekly episodes come out by tapping on the follow button right now on the app you're using. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.